Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi begins with the understanding of Yaakov Avinu being in Mitzrayim, and unfortunately Yaakov Avinu becoming ill prior to his death, at which time Yosef brings his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, to Yaakov for a bracha. And of course, Yosef sets Yaakov up in a certain position with Menashe on his right and Ephraim on his left. Yet Yaakov Avinu sends forth his right hand and puts it on Ephraim's head on the left, and his left hand on Menashe's head on the right side. Now, the question has to be asked, why didn't Yaakov just simply ask them to change their standing places? Why didn't he just ask each one, can you move over here, can you move over there? So Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal explains that Yosef demonstrated two individual aspects of leadership. On the one hand, he was a leader in action, in Maisa, and at the same time, he was a leader in Ruach, in spirit. Yaakov was showing that both were important, and both were deserving of the right to be on the right. Menashe represented the feet on the ground aspect of Yosef's leadership, and thus he got to stand on the right. Ephraim was representative of the spiritual Masorah that was handed down from the beginning all the way through up until his point, and he was handed the continuity by receiving the right hand on his head, hand to head. Yosef, of course, gets very distressed by this. In fact, he declares, Lo chein avi, you're incorrect, what you're doing is wrong. And the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis and in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph note that a child may not contradict a parent. So how could Yosef tell his father that he was wrong? It seems a little bit odd that Yosef would undertake such a situation. So the Tzafnas Paneach on Chumash explains that this rule of not contradicting a parent only applies to Torah. But you can't apply it to a non-Torah situation. However, the problem with that is that the Be'er Sheva in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Yud says exactly the opposite. It's only in Divrei Torah that one can contradict a parent. So much so, the debate rises that the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerudea Simen Reish Mem Sif Yud Gimel is skeptical as to whether one may contradict a parent on a non-Torah matter. So therefore, the author of the Madani Asher on Chumash suggests that the argument of Lo Kain is not an argument. What was happening over here is that Yosef was basically saying, hey, Lo Kain, I've never done that before. Yosef was asking Yaakov, was that the way we're supposed to proceed? Or was he making a statement? The answer could be that he was not making a statement, but merely making a question, not a correction. B'chayiv Arech Yisrael. It should just be pointed out before we go on to Pele Yoetz, and it's not comfortable with this answer. In fact, he picks up from Tehillim, where it says, Lochein Harishoim. Right? When you see the Pele Yoetz interprets, Rabbi Lezer of Papu, then when you say Lochein, no, that's incorrect. That is a sign and a language of Harishoim, of the Rishoim. So the issue is, the question remains to be stronger than the answer. We state the situation where Yaakov continues and makes the declaration to his children, Ephraim and Menashe, grandchildren, B'chayiv Arech Yisrael, with your names, B'nei Yisrael will offer brachos to their families. They'll say Yisimcha Elokim K'Ephraim K'Menashe. And the question has to be asked, why do we give brachos using the names of Ephraim and Menashe? Why don't we use the names of the Avos or the Shvatim? Why Ephraim and Menashe? So Zalman Saratskin Zatzal explains that Ephraim and Menashe were unique. They were born princes, and they had every reason to assimilate and not be Torah-based. They didn't have any role model to the level of a Yaakov Avinu, but they did not. They preferred the life of Torah and mitzvahs that they had in their tradition. Halavai, our children should be so benched and directed, suggests Rosamund Sarotskin. And a similar idea is presented by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal on the Pasuk Atosh Nebanecha Noladim Lechaberetz Mitzrayim, where Rav Moshe seems to find it difficult to understand why Yaakov Avinu is spending so much time identifying the fact that he doesn't really know these children that well. And his answer is, quite honestly, of course I don't know them that well, says Yaakov, but you have managed to put them on the solid footing because they were born here and they remain committed to Torah and mitzvos. Yaakov leaves talking to his grandchildren and offering them brachos, and he proceeds to the crescendo point of the parasha, offering brachos to his children. And so he declares, "Hey, asfu ve'agido lachem, gather around and I will tell you." And the Medrash explains that he spoke to them about machlokes. Yaakov told them, be in a united group. Now, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal noted that the job of the Shvatim was to live as one community with 12 different tafkidim within that community, but with the realization that all 12 jobs are needed, not with the realization that, everyone should do the same thing. And no single shavit is supposed to overshadow or cut boundaries into another shavit's turf or job. Yaakov told the Shvatim to work together in the service of Hashem. And so Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal added that this was Yaakov's intent in giving them 12 different brachos. The achdus of the brothers was not because of their unanimity, but rather because of their diversity in personality and unity in purpose. Yaakov got that they were different. What he realized also was, you can be different and work for the same goal. And so he begins by giving the bracha to Reuven, whom he declares, Yeser Seis V'Yeser Av. He was superior in rank and in power. And Rashi explains that by right, Reuven should have merited Kahuna and Malchus. And Rav Shechter noted in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal that Reuven lost those rights because he demonstrated that while he had good intentions, he couldn't seal the deal. He had the idea to save Yosef, but he was not able to make it happen. And thus he was not the person to be the leader. Leaders have to take the ideas from the advisory system and turn it into practicality. When it comes to Yehuda, we're told, Chachlil Yeinayim Yayin Uleven Shinayim Echalav, the white tooth is from the milk. And the Gemara in Ksubas, on Daf, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis posits that one who whitens his teeth towards his friend is greater than he who gives a friend milk to drink. Rapam Zatzal explains that the way we perform chesed is often more important than the chesed itself. It's similar to the Gemara in Ksubas that says that Kibbut Avaim, there are those people who feed their forefathers, their parents, the highest quality of bird, and it's a terrible thing. And others who may not have the finances to spend on the parent, but certainly do so in a manner that's befitting the kavod that the parent deserves. And this is perhaps an additional level of explanation to the pasuk in Nishmas about Einenu miyiros kashemesh v'chayarech, that our eyes shine like the sun and the moon. When we demonstrate excitement in our eyes, we are seeing, and when we see our friends, there is that excitement, and there is that chesed, and that's what we're supposed to be looking for. Yehuda understood it. It should be a bracha among all of Am Yisrael when we engage in chesed. There is a sense of the bracha of Naphtali that's also fascinating. We're told, Naphtali, ayalosh shlucha. Naphtali is like a gazelle. No Saint Imre Shefer, who offers beautiful words. What is the intent of the words to Imre Shefer? So the Medrash in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Tes, explains that this refers to the words of Torah offered by a shofar. Naphtali was identified as a disseminator of Torah. Now we know that Yisachar and Naphtali had special rights to Torah. Yisachar and Levi had special rights to the Torah. We don't usually find Naphtali on the list of Torah teachers. So what's the intent of the pasuk over here? So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Torah Vedas, explains that in Shir HaShirim Rabbah we find that those who learn under pressure get 1,000 chalakim of reward. And the proof is from Naphtali. And Rabbi Reisman explained that Naphtali went to work and still took time out of their schedule to go and learn. They were the working guys who still made their Torah study primary. And their schar, their reward, was greater than that of the poskim, who were in Levi and Yisachar. And a different occasion, Rabbi Reisman added that this might become quite prevalent and aware to us and apparent when you go to a Sima Shas, where Shevet Yisachar may be the one getting up to speak. But it's Shevet Naphtali who are the ones who make it possible. And we have to keep that in mind. And we have a responsibility to realize that it's not just about giving the money over. It's about us enriching our lives, each one of us, from our proper location. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read about the transfer of life and power from David HaMelech to Shlomo HaMelech, his son. So David tells Shlomo, Anochi olech b'derech kol ha'aretz, I'm going the way of the world. V'chazak tova yisal ish, you should be strong and be a man. And Rashi explains that Shlomo was 12 years old. What does it mean to be a man? David HaMelech was telling him he'd be a bar mitzvah. So Yitzchak Sarasky says, I don't understand, why does David HaMelech need to tell Shlomo HaMelech, who is supposed to be a pretty wise guy, that, you're going to turn 13? Rav Sarasky answered, citing Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal, that the issue here is not about chronological or biological age. It's about Yirah Shamayim. Being an Ish is about showing Yirah Shamayim, and sometimes this requires a bit of strengthening. However, if a person wants to be a wise leader, he needs clairvoyance, and that clairvoyance comes with Yirah Shamayim. Rav Shechter would also tell us that to achieve destiny, one needs to have the faith that comes with Yirah Shamayim. We, in our lives, need to go ahead and realize that we have those opportunities in our lives. We need to reach up and grab them. I hope we do. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will quickly come to a Shabbat Shalom to all.